Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we just say hello to all the Barrys and their friends who we met in Barry Island on Friday? I had an amazing time. It was so good.
It was brilliant.
Everyone was just so up for it. All the Barrys were there. We've got some great Barry stories. Remember that girl we met on Saturday morning? We were in Cardiff. Who gave a Barry a lift home.
OMG to what she did.
I know. She snogged a Barry after giving him a lift. Wasn't he walking somewhere with no friends and she recognised him from the Barryoke event? She was like, come on, Bar, jump in the car.
She felt sorry for him, so she had to give him a pass.
And then snogged him. Love it. Yeah. So after the show, we did a bit of off-air Barryoke. It's just like karaoke, but people called Barry sing it. And we had three judges, like on Britain's Got Talent, like Barry's Got Talent. And all the judges were called Barry also. And what you had to do when you got up and sang was you had to change some of the words in the song to Barry. And if there weren't enough Barrys mentioned in there, then you were buzzed off. We had like three buzzers. We didn't have the actual buzzers. They just held up laminated cards and I played a buzzer noise because that would have cost a lot more money than we could probably afford. Anyway, we had Boom 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 Barry on. He was the first on.
Boom Boom Boom! Everybody say whale!
So he's missed something out there, hasn't he?
Boom! Let me say Barry!
His timing's good. He's
really bad.
Got that.
Listen to him start booing now.
Boom, 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 let me say Barry.
Awful, just out of time. But he had another go. I gave him another chance.
Boom, 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 let me say Barry. Boom, boom, boom.
No, sorry, you messed it up again, Barry. Seriously, off.
Bye.
Bye, Barry.
I liked Barry Angels as well.
When I'm lying in my bed, what's running through my head, and I feel love is dead. I'm loving Barry instead, and I threw it all.
Even he got booed off at the end, though.
Yeah, he got booed off before he'd even got to do that big emotional bit at the end.
I was looking forward to that as well. And these two girls were good. You can see all the videos and there's tons of photos as well. It looks really good online now at bbc.co.uk/radio1 on the front page.
Yeah, that's a really nice picture of you with two naked Barrys.
Oh yeah, there is.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Heard a bit of Greg James this morning quite early. I couldn't sleep, it was too hot. And he was talking about those things sometimes you get a really strange urge to do even though you shouldn't. Like one of his listeners, she wanted to open the car door while going down the motorway at high speed.
Ooh.
You know those things you would kind of do if you get away with it, you suddenly get an urge? Like throwing a TV out of a hotel window, something
yes.
like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I've got another one here, okay? You know in petrol stations where they have, on the forecourt, those big emergency buttons, don't they?
Oh, the ones that you really want to push.
Yeah, you really want to push them because it says emergency and there's like big red. You know the big red ones I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever wondered what happens if you press that button?
I don't know. I just thought it called someone in from the
shop. You think maybe an alarm would go off or something? Right, I've got some actual footage here. I want you to watch this now.
Okay.
Becky.
Two guys doesn't speak.
Where? What's happening?
Two guys filling up with fuel.
Yep.
Boring.
Average kind of petrol station.
The money is going up and up and up. Yep. It's getting very expensive. Oh, my God. So one obviously just pushed the button and now the whole thing is covered in foam, shooting out from the sky. It's like, you know when you go through those car washes and all the water just goes... It's like that, but
only 10 times more.
Foam party. You could do some amazing angels.
So I just thought I'd let you know, that is what happens when you press the emergency button. So probably best not to.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Right, a few petrol station managers have been on going, please tell people not to press the button. There is normally a reason why it says don't press. And if you watch this film, we'll try and get up on our pages at Radio 1 Online in a minute. Seriously, someone presses the big button and the whole place literally fills up with foam. If you were in the middle of that, it would be quite scary. Please don't try and press the button. Thanks.
There's also some of these buttons you get fined an absolute fortune for
pressing.
Yeah,
you get fined a lot.
Really don't.
Sarah on 8199. is the annoying person that always pushes the wait button at pedestrian crossings, even though she's not crossing. Walks past, yeah. All the cars have come to a halt. Motorists hate you. Hello, Radio 1. Is that Dom?
It is, hello.
Hello, you're right.
Not too bad.
What's going on?
I'm sitting on my tractor. Bored, really, because I've got to wait for the combine to come round. I'm just sitting here for an hour doing nothing at all.
Oh, there's a lot of information there, but I liked it.
Indeed.
Yeah. Have you pressed the button?
I have done, I'm afraid.
What are you doing?
It was at my school about 2 years ago. I walked into the library, and there's this big red button. I was on my computer, and I thought, that button needs to be
pressed. Just feel your finger going towards it? I can't stop myself.
It had to be done. No one had done it before. And so I pressed it, and it turned around. Everyone's computer turned down, and I'm guessing a few people lost work. So I made the exit quite quickly.
So you pressed the button and everyone's computer just went off?
Yeah, it went zoom.
Oh, brilliant.
Everything just gone.
And people probably did lose work?
Yeah, but never work from an unsaved document.
Well, I finished mine, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right then. Did you say you ran away?
I did. I left quickly.
See? Don't press the button that says don't press.
Well, I've learned my lesson now.
Do you think they might have known it was you, seeing as you pegged it really fast?
Yeah.
Hopefully I ran quickly enough so they didn't see me, but maybe.
I love you, Dom, on your tractor.
I love you more.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Tim.
Tim, where are you?
I'm in Salisbury.
What are you saying today?
Oh, it's burning up down here.
It's hot, isn't it?
It is.
Have you pressed the button?
I have. I've been a naughty boy.
Oh, when was this, Tim?
This was when I was working at a nice electrical shop in Salisbury.
Right, how long ago?
This was about 2 years ago.
Why'd you do it, Tim?
I don't know. I saw some video footage of me on the cameras, and I just sit there looking at it for a good 2 minutes, and then my arm just goes out, and
see,
I just press it.
It just
I'm not even conscious of it. It just happens.
So you watched yourself back contemplating whether or not to press the button on the CCTV?
Back, yeah.
That's amazing.
Which button did you press?
I pressed the big red button underneath the desk.
Oh, God.
What did
I know.
What happened?
About 2 minutes later, the police turned up, wondering what was going on. I didn't know what I did, so I just looked at him with a slightly quizzical face, and he asked who'd pressed the button, and I said...
You said what?
I don't know, knowing full well that it was me.
How did you manage to get the CCTV, then, if you hadn't admitted
well,
it?
Well, the boss was wondering who'd pressed the button, so he went back through it, looking to see who it was, and the guilty party was... It was me.
I just like the idea of you on the CCTV just sat there going,
I just sit there and just stare at it until I press it.
And then suddenly your arm just comes out really quick and goes, oh, I pushed it.
And in my mind, I'm saying, I shouldn't be pressing this. I shouldn't. Oh, I pressed it. and to make matters worse, it was the third time it was pressed, and so the police stopped coming out to us.
Oh, no.
So I made it a bit of a hazard to work in, but that was a long time ago.
Were they normal police with helmets on, or were they pointing guns at you?
One came walking in, and then three more followed. They thought that someone was burgling the place.
Oh. Brilliant. Well done.
Yes, I know.
Don't do it again.
You're not proud of yourself, are you?
I am not proud of myself, though.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Quite a few people on the text and email were listening to us when we were doing Vernon's show on Saturday morning and want to know how Migraine Barry is, who was at Barry Island with us on Friday. This all started, if you didn't hear it on Saturday, with a bloke called John who sent me an email. He always wanted to be famous, found out about Barry-oke, and a dream was born in his head. There was a flaw in Barry's dream, though. On the Thursday afternoon, he secretly booked a hotel with the intention of calling in sick on the Friday morning when he was already on his way to Barry. Friday morning came. Barry makes a convincing call to work saying, oh, I've got a terrible migraine. Unfortunately, he booked the hotel using his work PC and tried to print out the confirmation on the Thursday evening, but the printer didn't work, so he left without it. And then one of his colleagues tried to use the same printer on Friday morning, found it was out of paper, then refilled the printer, only to find three pages of hotel confirmation and directions to the hotel in Barry Island. So he was kind of busted.
I like what they did to him, though, didn't they? Where they called the hotel and then left that message for him in his welcome pack.
That's horrible.
That's
and it was
brilliant.
A direct number to work.
Brilliant.
Hi, Barry. Yeah. Call us. So, yes, he did. I can confirm he did come to Barry Oke, despite the migraine, on Friday night, and he even had a spray tan. Just spoken to one of his colleagues. And He does still have a job. Some people worry that he might have been sacked today. He was in a bit of trouble for a while, but it's all fine now. And Barry has still got a job, despite phoning in sick with the migraine and leaving three pages of hotel directions and directions to Barry Island on the printer at work. Well done, Barry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're just in the middle of talking about pressing the button. You know that big red button that says do not press on it? Just finding places like petrol stations, escalators. Don't press it. Dom?
Hi, Scott. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, you're living proof that you shouldn't press it.
When I was about 10, and it's hard to imagine, I was a choir boy, and I was actually in Windsor Castle doing a performance, and we were in the vestry changing, getting into all our robes.
Yeah.
Big button says, don't press.
Yeah.
So I pressed it.
And?
35, 40 policemen turned up. Guns, big cross, not happy.
And you're like, I'm 10.
I'm 10. No, no, no. Angelic face, looked like butter wouldn't melt my mouth. But they knew it was me, because all my mates went, it was him.
It was him.
It was what? Oh, I have never been so told off. Ever so cross.
Were they a bit cross?
Yeah, just a tad.
Were they pointing their guns at you? Go down on the floor!
Well, no, but that's another story later on. But, it was just so funny. Never done it again.
Oh, really? Yeah, you haven't done it since, no?
No, silly idea.
So it's don't press the button in Windsor Castle ever.
No.
Bad stuff happens.
Move.
Yeah.
Bad move.
Why do they even put these buttons in these places if they don't want you to press them? Why not just not have a button? Why have a button that says don't press? Just don't have a button.
It's that sort of primal urge, isn't it? Don't do this. Okay.
Yeah, that's what they should. I agree, they shouldn't have one.
They should just say press it, nothing will happen.
Take all the buttons out. Or just put them there and put do not press, and when you press them, nothing happens.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
We had an amazing time in Barry Island on Friday. One of the best things I've done at Radio 1 so far. It was absolutely brilliant. Everyone was so up for it. All the Barry. I've never seen so many Barrys in one room. Never will again. It was a great thing where you could just go, Barry! And everyone would turn round.
It was quite annoying because the one that doesn't speak was going to me, can you get me a Barry? Can you get me a Barry? And I was like, Barry? Barry? And everyone would just go, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It was hard.
You can see the pictures and the videos are up online as well. They are really good. Check it out. bbc.co.uk/radio1. After we came off air at 7 on Friday night, we did a kind of hour of off-air Barry-oke with Barry's doing such hits as Love Machine.
Barry's a love machine.
What you had to do was, there were three Barrys judging, a bit like Piers, Amanda and Simon Cowell, and they had to buzz you off, just holding up laminated cards, and then I'd play a buzzer, three buzzes and you're off. And their criteria seemed to be how many times you can fit Barry into the song, so you just change some of the words. Listen to them, they're going mad for Mustang Barry. This bloke is Comedy Dave, listen.
Mustang Barry. Guess you better slow that Mustang down.
Really sounds like him.
He was the real Slim Barry, wasn't he? But for one night only, he wanted to be Mustang.
Yeah, he did Eminem on air, but then he wanted to do this one.
Mustang Barry now, baby. Guess you better slow that Mustang down.
Also, there's... sadly, on YouTube now, footage of me doing...
you did holding out for a Barry.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's in the podcast as well.
Oh, good, is it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, yeah, that's on there. Also, you can see Nessa off Gavin and Stacey. Ruth Jones, she turned up, being chatted up by the Barrys. You can see a video of that.
What's your name? Barry.
Oh,
Barry, where are you from, Barry? Ruth in Cardiff. It's not quite Florida, but there we go.
I'm a little bit scared because you're holding a bucket of KFC. I know where that's going. And it's not in my mouth.
She was really good, actually, wasn't she?
She was brilliant.
Barry White, what is your question?
Have you ever had a boyfriend called Barry? Would you like one?
Barry White?
Well, I tell you what, Bar, as it goes, at the moment, I'm taken. But I'll stick you on the list, if that's all right.
Radio 1. podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, we need to talk about the one that doesn't speak. I'm a bit worried.
I think he's a bit stressed at the moment. He started doing weird things.
Yeah. Very strange. Now, we're going to put this out there because he thinks he probably isn't the only one that does this. I'm not so sure.
I think he is, but definitely.
Right, explain what it is.
Well, you know when you turn your computer off or turn it on, it goes do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Every time he hears one do it, he has to do it. Every single time. And I only started noticing it the other week, but it's really annoying.
All the time.
But why does he have to do it?
I don't know.
I said to him, just stop it. But he still goes do-do-do-do.
All the time?
Just like that, yeah.
Will you do it for us now, one that doesn't speak?
Go on.
That is technically speaking, I suppose.
Oh, hang on a minute, though. If we had that sound and played it to him, he'd have to do it, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Because he can't resist.
He can't help himself.
No.
I know he's the one that doesn't speak, but as soon as you shut your computer down, you big weirdo.
Do you do it for text messages and stuff as well? Or is it just the computer? Oh, he's typing something.
Typing.
Anything.
So if it's like, do you do that as well?
I'm starting again. Any noise the computer makes, I have copy.
So do you go...
Two copy.
Do you go, who's got mail?
Every time you get an email, do you go, boop, boop.
Still typing.
He says, who has that as an email alert?
What, boo?
No, you have mail.
You do on AOL.
Do you?
Yeah, on AOL I think you still get that. You've got mail. Yeah. If he had AOL, he'd be doing that all the time. You've got mail. You've got mail.
That's not annoying at all, is
no,
it?
No, not at all.
No.
Right, some. Oh, God, they're all on now. I do it too. Yeah. No, well, one person at the moment.
That's him texting from under the desk.
Yeah. Let me know if you do that. If you impersonate your computer every time you switch it off, then let me know, because I think it's a little bit strange. Tim in Northampton does it.
They're all on now.
Emma in Liverpool does it. Gemma's nan does it.
This is Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Please welcome Two Spoons Dave Spoon.
Afternoon.
You right?
Yeah, I'm good.
So you've got this remix of Baditude, and I noticed that you've also changed the artists on this track now.
Yeah, it's now Mills, Spoon, Harrison, Obenik, Baditude.
Right, so I'm like at the top of the bill there, I noticed there.
Yeah, you might want to get onto the PRS as well.
Yeah. There's money to be made there. Okay, so talk us through the process. How do you... I mean, I don't know how you work in the studio, Dave, so what have you done here?
A lot of editing. It was good fun. We hooked up last Wednesday, obviously, recorded the vocals. I took it away. Unfortunately, I had to go away and do some gigs at the weekend. Then Sunday and this morning, polished things off, and here it is.
So basically, it's taken a few days?
It kind of, yeah.
Wow. Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing this. Is that... You haven't given an exclusive to any other radio station. This is the first play anywhere, is it?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So, for the first time ever, I can say that we've got the world exclusive first play. I also noticed that apparently you've put the Chappers woo in from when he called himself the other day.
Yeah.
Did it just kind of lend itself?
Yeah. I think it was on the Tuesday before we went in the studio, and I just made a couple of calls and. The woo had to go in there.
Woo! That one.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay, right. So let's play it then, shall we?
Let's do it.
Here is Mills, Spoon, Harrison, Obenik with Baditude. Are you going to play this on your show on Radio 1?
Yes, I'm on Thursday night, Friday morning, 2 to 4, in New DJs We Trust.
And that's going
to
be on that?
I reckon, absolutely, yeah. Of course it will.
Amazing. All right, here it is, everyone.
This is Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Spoon. Two spoons, Dave Spoon. Two spoons, Dave Spoon. Two spoons, Dave Spoon. Spoon.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Neil?
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Very good. Where are you tonight?
I'm in Pontypridd in South Wales.
How can I help?
I've got a secretary in work with me. Every time 5 o'clock comes, do-do-do-do, time to go home.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it drives me insane.
I love her.
That's not annoying, is it?
Yeah. You want to try working? It's four of them in the office, and once one starts, the rest of them sing it as well. Great.
I prefer. But obviously, that'd be weird if you were leaving the office. I love you, Neil.
Love you too, mate.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.